Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. It's a super rainy Sunday here in Arkansas, but it's not going to stop me from obviously getting on here and having a discussion with you guys about your favorite soaps. There's been a lot going on in the last week in terms of a lot of scandalous different things going on the our soap operas and, of course, off-air as well. But I want to go ahead and give the guest call-in number out ahead of time. If you guys want to call in at any point and weigh in on anything I have to say, it's 646-929-1538. Again, that number is 646-929-1538. I want to first say, before I go into what I've been seeing on Young and the Restless and Days, I have been watching Days just a little bit on the, as a side kind of a thing. But before I go into that, I want to discuss what I've been saying the show is going to be about today was the famous rumor mill that we like to go playing in. As a entertainment reviewer, and this goes to anybody that's trying to get into the business, people that are already in the business, people that have been in the business for 15, 20 years, doesn't matter how long you've been in it, you're going to get in the middle of the rumor mill, and it's going to throw you around a little bit. But something that needs to be addressed, just simply because it's something that seems to be causing a lot of issues in social media, and it's something that doesn't need to become so necessary, but it does. And whenever you hear something, you need to always be aware that addressing those things simultaneously and tagging people in them and making a fuss about them, it's not really something that I would say is very professional. If you're going to claim, and I'm not targeting, I am targeting a certain situation, but this goes for really anybody. If you are a part of that and you have a source coming to you from NBC or CBS or ABC or whoever coming to you and telling you something, well, 9 times out of 10, they don't really want you spouting what they've told you in the first place. But if you feel the necessity to do so, I would suggest any time that you go into something like that, always address it in a manner that does present itself to be nothing but a rumor until it's proven to be fact. And that seems to be something that a lot of entertainment bloggers are having trouble with. Any time that you hear something, you need to be able to back it up if you're going to address it as fact. And that's something that seems to be a real, real big issue. And the prime example of what's happened this last week, which I always say, I never know what's going to happen this week, so we never know what we're going to have to talk about next Sunday, and that's absolutely the truth. I didn't see this coming. There has been rumors going around like crazy that James Scott was going to be returning to Days of Our Lives. There is nobody on this planet that would want to see that more than me. I love him, and I think that he's talented, and I think that Days is just not what it should be without him. And it's the same, it goes with Allison Sweeney as well. The two of them are so vital to that show's survival that it's almost scary. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't talented individuals on there. I'm saying that these two people are extremely important in terms of ratings at this current juncture. And until they have something that is a little bit better, you know, obviously we're going to be sitting there going, well, it is what it is. But when the rumor started that James is going to be coming back, and this all kind of spurred from the fact that Kristen injected EJ with that mysterious serum, and obviously we're left with the impression that he's more than likely alive and he's in the custody of Stefano, which more than likely he is. He's trying to fight and get back to her and all that kind of stuff, which would be a lot more entertaining to think about, EJ sitting somewhere trying to get to Sammy. it's just more entertaining that way, and that's why they did it. They did that also to leave the door open for James Scott if he wanted to return. And it's not, you know, it's not necessarily that James didn't enjoy his job. It was that there were some things, and this is just from what's been presented to me, that, you know, things just kind of went a certain direction, and he decided that it was time to go. But he's made it publicly clear that, you know, that he at one point would love to return to somewhere where he really, really loved and called home. And he has publicly said that. That's in print. That's not a rumor. That's something that he said. But he doesn't have any plans to return right now. Does that break my heart? Absolutely it does. But right now, it's just not in the cards for him. It doesn't mean that it won't happen, but they got to throw something at him that is just so full and vivacious and just so action-packed that he's got to be convinced that wherever he's at now is not good enough, that he needs to be back at NBC and Days of Our Lives. But when you have an entertainment reviewer, and this is no disrespect to the reviewer, and I will not name names because you already know if you have been following this, but if not, okay, well, ask around, but I'm not going to do that. But there is a certain entertainment reviewer who has claimed that this person has a source that says that James Scott was going to be returning. Okay, well, you know, James Scott was being tagged in all of these tweets, and, you know, he wasn't addressing it. So it left everybody kind of like, well, that's weird. He's not saying anything about it. Well, it was going on and on and on and on and on. And, of course, all of us were getting our hopes up because that's what we do whenever rumors are spread. And it doesn't help us in this, you know, line of work, especially when you guys are coming to us and saying, well, is it true? Well, I don't know. I really don't know. Everything is so sealed and tight, and nobody wants to talk about it. And there's reasons for that. I don't know what the reasons are. But anyway, it continued, and James Scott finally just stepped in and said, all right, let's just go ahead and let you guys know that no, I have no plans to return. I'm sorry, it's not happening. Okay, that wasn't an attack. But if I was sitting on his end and I was, you know, paying attention to all of this and seeing somebody talking about me constantly and telling my fans that I was doing something that I wasn't doing, it wasn't an attack on my fans. It wasn't an attack on the show that they missed me on. It's not even an attack, period. It's the fact that you as a professional should know that it's not appropriate to go out and spew rumors, and why you feel the need to do it at all, I just don't know. And it's no disrespect to you or to any other interview, entertainment blogger. It doesn't matter. It's the fact of the matter that if you don't know something for sure, then don't go out and saying, well, my source says this, well, my source says that. Okay, well, that's neato. Okay, whatever. But nonetheless, it's something that if you are going to do that, and finally it comes out that what you're saying is not accurate, then it's probably best that when people come to you and go, well, why did you say that? Address what you're saying, I mean, head on. Don't flake around, and don't. I hate, it's a political thing. It's like a politician. When you ask them a direct question, they'll go on about something else. If I ask you something directly, just go ahead and say, well, I'm full of crap. Don't you know that? It'd be better if you did that. So, anyway, he's not returning. I want him to return. I want Allison to return. I want E-Jammy back. But right now, that's not happening. And you know what? I don't even know that. I'm not there. So I don't even know what's going to be going down in terms of the 50th anniversary. Who freaking knows what's going to come of it? I think, and I hope, I hope that we get a surprise. Even though that James isn't returning, that doesn't mean that we can't hear of something off canvas. You have to keep your hopes up. Don't get them up too high, because then you'll get disappointed. But in terms of where it could go, you never know. I'm sitting over here hoping that Sammy finds out that EJ's alive, and that's where she goes when she leaves Salem, that she goes off and finds him, you know. And I'm hoping that that's the case. But that doesn't mean that that will be the case. So we're going to leave it at that, because we can speculate all day and give ourselves heartburn. Well, let's just go ahead and just ignore that, because until we know something, let's just not worry about it. Because how much worse could it get? I mean, really? How much worse? So anyway, let's go on and move on to what's been going on. I want to talk about Young and the Restless for a second. So I've been kind of briefly watching, trying to keep up with everything. Sage is pregnant, and she's going around telling everybody about it, obviously. And Nick thinks it's his. Well, of course, everybody else, you know, is like, oh, it's Adam's, you know, kind of a thing. And that's going to be a whole brand new story, and that's going to open up and all of that crap. Well, push comes to shove. Sharon finds out, and of course, you know, she's all up in Dylan's business anyway. But, you know, Sharon's not too thrilled about it, and she's got her own issues to work out. Kelly has died, and that was not exactly unexpected. I mean, it kind of was, for me anyway, because I'm not an avid Young and the Restless fan, but it was kind of a surprise for me, and it made me sad that she left. The whole fake and real Jack thing, it's just kind of it's getting old. But I'm starting to see why people get so frustrated with the way that Young and the Restless has turned out, because it's kind of just repetitive and the dragging and everything that it does, it wears me out. But just the whole thing, and the only thing that I've really kind of invested in is obviously Nikki having her issues with her alcoholism and all her stuff, and I'll be glad to see where they develop that, because, or how they develop it, because they're going to do an entire episode devoted to Nikki and devoted to her intervention, and that's going to be pretty good. But in terms of watching Young and the Restless hardcore, no, I haven't. I really haven't, and I should, but I haven't. And I've given Days a chance, a little bit. Don't take the rope and hang yourself. I'm not too excited. I watched the reveal of Paige finding out that JJ and Eve had slept together. That was really good. I enjoyed that a lot. That's mainly what I've watched for. I did, like I said, I've gone back and I had watched Stefano and Marlena interactions, but I've not invested in anything else. The whole Xander, Serena, Nicole, Eric, Daniel crap, just leave me out of it. I don't even care about that. But in terms of anything else, of course, I had said in the past, and this was just me speculating, and of course it's not speculation anymore, Rafe does develop feelings for Hope coming summer. Yay. I'm sorry, that's gross. I'm really, really not trying to be rude, but that's nasty. And I don't know why it's nasty, but it's nasty. I could deal with Kate and Rafe. Don't ask me why. Maybe I'm perverse, but I could deal with that. I can't do Hope and Rafe. Can't do it. So sorry. Cannot. And with, you know, Bo returning, I have no idea where they're going with that. And the whole Hope and Aiden thing is just a stiff wind. It's just not moving for me. Nothing is moving for me. And it breaks my heart, you know. And I have to find myself investing in other things, because I just can't live in a world where Jamie doesn't exist. And I know that's really stupid of me to feel that way, but it really is how I feel. I don't like Days without Jamie. And I thought I could, but I just can't. And it's like Will's being ridiculous, and the Sonny and, you know, Paul thing is stupid. And I just hate it. And Teresa's still doing her same BS and manipulating. And Melanie's leaving the canvas, and Brady's going to be left heartbroken and all this other crap. And then Teresa's moving into the Kiriakis mansion with Tate. And of course she's going to, you know, manipulate Brady and try to get him back. And as much as I love the Brady story, I kind of feel the way I did with Ejami in 2010. I'm like, can we just have an honest moment between these two people? Like at all? Because it's constantly Teresa manipulating Brady into loving her or wanting her. She's a very beautiful girl. She's a train wreck, but she's really beautiful and all. So I'm like not getting it, but she's coming off really squirrely, and I just can't take the way they're writing her. I want to see some honesty between the two of them, but of course it's a soap opera and we're not going to get that. But either way, I'm just left cold. I'm just hoping that we see something for 50th. I need something. Give me something that tells me that EJ's out there alive somewhere. And it's weird because even though it's off canvas, I can deal with that because I know he's alive and I know she's with him. Is that weird? It's like a thing. He's not really off somewhere, you know. But technically he is. And so you're sitting there thinking, oh, at least I know in my fictional heart that she's out there with him, you know. And you keep hoping that that's going to be the case. But I don't know. And everything else is just crap. And then the whole thing with Caroline possibly dying. She doesn't, what? Like, what? Why would you do that? I'm really hoping that that's crap because I'm going to be really freaking mad if they kill her. You know, I just want to slap somebody across the face with the way things are turning out on dates. And it's not getting any better, and I keep thinking something's going to turn around. It'll be fine. Day's 50, it's going to be so amazing. Where can you go from here? Like, seriously, where can you go from here? Can you go up? I don't know at this point. Because there's just not that chemistry. The characters don't have the chemistry that they should. And the actors have what it takes to give it. But the writing's not there. And so you're just left just depressed about the whole thing. So either way, I'm going to try really, really hard for you to be more, I don't know how to put it without giving you false hope. I'm going to try to be more optimistic where this whole thing is concerned, but I can't promise you anything. I'm going to really try. But I'm really not optimistic at this point. The only thing that kind of made me optimistic, and I don't even know why I'm optimistic, because optimism is ridiculous in this line of work, but I had hoped that when Theo had told a fan that we would be happy with a certain situation, and I don't know if it's necessarily a situation that involves EJ being alive, but something with Sammy and Tony / Andre, whatever, and Stefano, what kind of interactions we're going to have there. Yeah, we want to see interactions, but we need something that says that EJ's alive, okay? Because I'm like, not going to let that go. I'm not going to let it go. So stop asking me to. I can't let it go. Either way, whenever she exits, I need to know that. I need to know that he's alive, or I'm going to flip out. So, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen over the next week, so there's no telling what next Sunday is going to be about. But obviously, if it's a rumor, remember, until it's in print or until you hear it from the actual horse's mouth, don't worry, it's probably not true. Or if it is true, get excited, right? You know, because it's true and all that stuff. But if it's not, just put it in the back of your mind. Because there's going to be rumors all the time, all the time. And all the years that I've been doing this, I was just like, oh, God, I hope that rumor's not true. Boom, it was true. And I'm like, God, man, I have to talk about that? And here I am. still talking about all this stuff. So, anyway, if you don't follow me on Twitter, that hurts my feelings, 3B Soap Reviews on Twitter, Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube. Do some funny stuff that doesn't have anything to do with soap operas on there, but we do have some old reviews, you know, some fun stuff. And, of course, you can add me on Facebook. I do talk about soaps on Facebook. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, 3B Soap Reviews. So, next Sunday, I know for sure we're going to talk about some other things, some other ventures that I've had in terms of shows and things that I've watched and really grown to like, but I don't have all the time in the world to talk about it today. So I will see you guys next Sunday, 5:30 Central Standard Time. So figure that out, wherever you're living. And I'll see you next Sunday.